Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. Remember, if you want to see the show behind the show or hear the show behind the show, you can always watch us, including what's going on during our commercial breaks, by looking up the Civic Media Channel on YouTube. We also stream live on the Book of Faces, the Gram, and that thing we used to call Twitter. Please do check us out there. Just search for Maggie Dawn Show. I am so pumped. I love these segments. We do this every Wednesday at 4:30. I talk to women that are organizers, activists, elected officials, candidates that care about their communities and want to do something about that. And I'm really excited to bring to this segment today that we like to call Broad Appeal here on the Maggie Dawn Show, because women have broad appeal, is the candidate for the Senate District, the 13th District. Her name is Sasha Ripley. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Sasha. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Hi, thank you so much for inviting me. It is great to meet you.
I was really taken with how much you share on your campaign website, which, let's get the campaign site out there right away. It's Ripley4FORWisconsin.com, Ripley4FORWisconsin.com. You shared a lot about your family's background, but in particular, when you talk about what you want to see for high quality and affordable healthcare, you shared some of your own personal challenges when you had some pretty big health challenges in your life. And shared about the challenges you had to get that quality and affordable care. And I wanted to start there because we're in this moment where Republicans are refusing to even talk to Democrats in Congress about restoring the ACA subsidies that have helped make the ACA and health insurance at least somewhat affordable, more affordable for millions and millions of Americans. So we're on this precipice, this cliff, where folks are going to be losing health insurance. You've got personal experience about that. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what went on in your life and why it brought you to this moment and running for Senate District 13?
Absolutely. I am so happy that you asked me about this particular issue, because just like you explained, I have very personal experience with what happened to me several times. So many years ago, I just out of nowhere, I thought I was healthy. You know, I was in my late 30s, everything was fine, and suddenly I started having migraines, and about 3 weeks later, I found out that I had a tumor in my pituitary gland. It was very scary, and it required brain surgery. So obviously, that is not cheap. Brain surgery is definitely extremely expensive, even if you have health insurance, which I had. So I had health insurance, and after the surgery, I had to spend 2 or 3 weeks. I can't remember. It was terrible. I had a lot of complications. I think it was a little over 2 weeks I spent in the hospital, and I was unable to work for, I think it was like about 4 or 5 months. And it left me in debt. I think it was around $150,000-$160,000 after my insurance. And then a few years ago, I also developed viral meningitis, and I was unable to work for about 6 months. And of course, you know, you try to get ahead, you get some savings. And then something like that happens, an accident, an illness, something like that, and bam, you are in financial distress.
It is an endemic and universal problem here in the United States. When you look at personal bankruptcy filings in the United States, it's slightly over 2/3 of those are because of medical debt. Which is just shocking. You write on your website just what you explained. Most of us are just one illness or accident or a lost job away from being homeless. And you say that you're committed to expanding Medicaid to reduce the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. I mean, this is crisis level proportions, and we're looking at a MAGA party that apparently doesn't care. And that to me is just shocking. So I just wanted to start here and tell you, Sasha, I really appreciate you talking about this and sharing your personal experiences. And I also wanted to tell you, I too had meningitis when I was a child. Viral, but it takes a long time for them to figure out what is what. Mm-hmm. I was blessed because my parents had very good health insurance. But I have been between jobs and been stretching with Cobra, and I literally was sort of holding my breath, hoping that nothing bad happened, because so many of us, even with insurance, end up crushed by medical debt. This is not the way it is supposed to be. Putting a pin in this for a moment, I wanted you to share with everybody a little bit about your personal background, your family, where you grew up, because I also noticed on your website, and again, it's Ripley for Wisconsin, F-O-R, and her name, I guess, is Sasha Ripley. She's a candidate for Senate District 13. You talk about the importance of housing in rural Wisconsin, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to share with people a bit of your background and why you're focusing on this extraordinary need that we have for more affordable housing in rural Wisconsin, not just in big cities like Madison and Milwaukee.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing that information about you also struggling with viral meningitis, because yes, it is serious and it is a challenge to get over. And we never know when things like that are going to happen to us. That's just it. No matter how hard we work, it's just a surprise. Yes, thank you for asking me about my background. So I lived in Marquette County most of my life. So Marquette County is a unique place. It's a great place. We have wonderful people and they're hard workers. Community is very important to us. People care about each other here. And so I've wanted to spend most of my life in the county. We have one stoplight in the entire county. So wow. It is, you're right. It is very rural. So very conservative as well. But again, it's such a close-knit community, small towns. The largest town is around 1,400 people. That's Montello. So that's in the county. Now, my district in general is fairly rural. I have all of Green Lake County, all of Marquette County, and most of Dodge and several small portions of counties, but it's fairly rural. And I graduated from UW Stevens Point. I was a single mom, so it took me about 8 years working part-time. I worked at a local family-owned pharmacy, Bentley Pharmacies. There were three pharmacies that they owned, and I worked in all of those while I was putting myself through college. And I got my degree in teaching. And I'm a certified teacher in psychology, political science, history, biology, social studies. So, I worked really hard to try and be successful, but it's a struggle, especially in these small towns. There's not a lot of opportunity. And when you asked about the affordable housing, I have spent so much time here. I talked to a friend of mine who is a landlord, and she had a place up for rent. And she told me, and this was in Westfield, Wisconsin, about 1,300 people. She told me she had 80 people show up to the open house for one place. And I did, this was about a year ago. And so I thought, I'm going to look into it, see what's available in the area to rent. There was one other place to rent in the entire county. The whole county of about 15,000 people, one place to rent. Mm. And it's not sustainable. And we have price gouging, right? People, I was hearing that people were having their rent doubled, sometimes almost tripled overnight. And you can't tell me that landlords were fine paying their bills when the rent was $800 for the last 5 years, and then suddenly overnight they need to be making $1,600 a month.
Yeah, those, when you see rent jumps like that, it is truly shocking. And I made note, Sasha, on your website again, this is Ripley for Wisconsin. When you're talking about affordable housing in rural areas, you pointed out, and I don't know that everybody is aware that this is going on, that there are companies that effectively sell software or memberships that use mathematical algorithms to effectively help landlords price fix at levels that are far above what is the prevailing market rent. In other words, they're driving up the so-called market rents by colluding, by sharing this particular software program. This is specifically the RealPage company has been pointed out. They've done this in many, many states. The Biden Justice Department sued RealPage for this basically price-fixing scheme back in 2024. That lawsuit has basically gone kaput under Donald Trump. It's really challenging. If you're elected to Senate District 13, what's your plan to help with affordable housing in rural areas? And the problem that you've described, we're seeing everywhere, affordable single-family homes. People can't, used to be like, oh, I'm 30-ish, I'm going to buy my first home. They're so expensive. Many people I know have just given up on that dream. And you're talking about just being able to find a rental unit, for crying out loud. What's your plan if you're elected to Senate District 13?
So thank you so much for asking. First of all, I just want to bring up that they have started working on Democrats especially, but there is some bipartisan plans that people are looking at right now, which is great. It seems like it was a long time coming. It seems like it was being ignored. That is part of why I decided to run for office, is I felt like the most important things, I mean, housing is the largest, it's the most expensive thing most of us are going to be paying for. It hits us the hardest. So the accessory dwelling units, the ADUs, right now, that would be a great way. This wasn't my plan, but that would be a great way to get people in a home quickly and affordably.
Yeah, the key, as you point out on your website again, is to increase supply, not in 3 years, but right now, so that people can access housing. Housing, if you have stable housing, you will keep that job, your kids will be in school, your life will be stable, and people are able to do for themselves. It is the key to human dignity. We're going to continue on the other side my conversation with Sasha Ripley, candidate for State Senate District 13. She's also been teaching folks in GED and high school equivalency classes. We're going to talk about her thoughts about education on the other side. Stay with us.